In the Quran Hakim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, Fadhkuruni adhkurkum washkuruli wa la takfurun. The ulama, the respected scholars, have stated with regards to this verse, and it's a very important fact and a very beneficial fact, alhamdulillah, for those who do the dhikr of Allah, who remember Allah, and for those who don't do the dhikr of Allah as well. And the respected scholars have stated that, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering, instructing to perform dhikr. All orders are from Allah. Allah ta'ala has ordered us to pray salah. Allah ta'ala has ordered us to perform the hajj. And all the ibadat, the ahkams of Allah, ahkam-e Rabbani, they are all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the hukam that Allah ta'ala has given in the Quran for dhikr, that Allah ta'ala in a beautiful style has directed the insan, the human being, to do ibadah, to worship. And Allah ta'ala says, Fadhkuruni, remember me. Do my dhikr, subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. And Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Allah ta'ala has explained. And the third thing is the beautiful thing. Washkuruli. Subhanallah. The ulema ikram, the respected scholars, have stated that in this verse, Allah ta'ala has given the hukam for this amal, for this deed of dhikr, and alongside the hukam, Allah ta'ala immediately has said, washkuruli, and also be grateful to me. Be grateful to me. So he stated here that this is such a great statement that we need to understand what we are being told to do. That this must be such a great act of worship that straight away, immediately, Allah ta'ala is saying that if you have the tawfiq to do dhikr, to remember me, if I allow you to remember me, and I give you the passion and desire to remember me, and I seat you down in the gathering, then you cannot understand how great an act of worship this is for yourself. You will not understand this point. You won't. That behind this, that so many rewards I've set aside in this dunya, in the world, this is so important for you and necessary for you. And you cannot understand or appreciate this. And the rewards of the hereafter for this action. In the hereafter, when you will be in need, desperate for the dhikr of Allah, you cannot even imagine today how desperate you will be in the akhirah for the remembrance of Allah. You cannot imagine that today Allah says, I'm giving you such a great ibadah. If you are able to attain it and acquire this ibadah, then you should be immensely grateful to Allah. So my brothers, what a great ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Such a great ni'mah Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Allah Ta'ala says that after this, straight away you should do shukr to Allah, that Allah, I am grateful to you that you've given me the tawfiq to do your dhikr. And there's another thing here, that all of the ibadat that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, all of the worship Allah has given us, salah, Allah has given us a great action, salah. If we don't have salah in our lives, it's like I don't have a head on my body. Salah is like the head on the body. Salah is everything. Forgiveness will be due to salah. And the question that will be put forward first is salah. That person who doesn't pray salah, his iman is gone. And he cannot imagine that the iman is there. That the question will be easy. So all the ibadat that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, Allah Ta'ala has controlled, given us the ibadat in a controlled manner. And Allah Ta'ala has put restrictions or quantities on ibadat. For example, if you are praying 4 rakah salah, you can't pray 5 rakah. If it's a 3 rakah salah, you can't pray 4 at that time. And if you've prayed 4, then 1 if you've prayed extra, then should you get thawab or shouldn't you get thawab? So we have to think that, forget about thawab, then your salah is null and void. Even if you want to pray extra, but when it should be less, Allah Ta'ala has given us salah, ibadah, in a control manner. Allah says, beware. I've told you to do this many sujood, prostration, don't do any more. If you do one extra, then your salah is spoiled. In the same way, hajj, the arkan, and zakat, and fasting, alhamdulillah, all of these acts of worship have restrictions or conditions or limits. And when that condition is fulfilled, And then Allah Ta'ala announces that you've prayed salah. Alhamdulillah, the doors of paradise have now been opened up for you. Great fact. And your bakshish, your forgiveness has been issued to you. And these are the rules Allah Ta'ala gives for salah. Allah Ta'ala, may He make us very secure and solid on salah. This is the first door we need to pass through. Salah in jama'ah, in congregation, we must pray. May Allah Ta'ala not make us lazy from this or ignorant from this. May Allah save us from this adab. That if we see in our house someone's not praying salah, then we should feel, we should cry in our heart that this person is not praying salah. That may Allah Ta'ala give us love, that if a person in our house is not praying salah, when we raise our hands, then first and foremost we should do dua in our salah, in our sujood. Is Allah, Allah, this person in my home, this person, the child or family member, my mawla, I request you, I plead you, Allah, make this person regular in salah. Because if a person is not praying in a certain house family, there's no rizq, no barakat, no wealth, no faiz, no blessing. That person's like he's deceased. It's just like your whole house has been destroyed, and all illnesses and curses and wretchedness is coming to the house. Allah Ta'ala puts a hold on the ni'mas. So we can't expel a person from the house or hit him. No. If someone's wrong, then correct that person. Correct that person and try. And this is your haq, your right. And this won't come against you. It's your duty to explain to that person, to try and make effort. That's it. And hidayah, to give hidayah is Allah Ta'ala's role. Don't worry about hidayah. Why is he not praying? I've told him so many times. You carry out your duty and remind that person. Advise that person. Make an effort in two ways. One, explain to that person who's not praying. Don't hit him, don't beat him with sticks. This is not the tariqah of explaining. Allah Ta'ala says that remind him, repeatedly remind him that pray salah. It's not good if you don't pray. Please pray. And secondly, what we need to do, the asal, genuine thing, that after that, the second action to do, we'll just do one, is do dua for that person. Pray for that person. What is the dua? The dua tells us that you can't do anything. It's not your effort that will succeed until Allah Ta'ala doesn't initiate that person towards salah. It's Allah Ta'ala's order that then he will come towards salah. So as I was saying, that salah is such a great action. And you will only get thawab, reward for salah, when we pray salah according to the conditions. Four rakah if it's four, three if it's three, not two. And we need to see this. But dhikr of Allah, what has Allah Ta'ala said? Allah Ta'ala has given order that do my dhikr, remember me. And that's it. And then if you do it for an hour, or 15 minutes, or 30 minutes, or all night long. Allah Ta'ala has not put a restriction on this. Look here. Not that 4 rakah or 5 rakah. How much? 2 minutes. 1 second. 5 minutes. 1 minute. Just a moment. Allah Ta'ala has even at the blink of an eyelid, that if we don't have enough time, we're feeling sleepy, we're occupied. Allah Ta'ala has also said this, that even if the blink of an eyelid, if you sit for that amount of time and do dhikr, you'll get the total thawab, that is a portion for the dhikr of Allah. Allahu Akbar. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي بُلَكْتَكْرُونَ. That's why Allah Ta'ala said, do my shukr. Great ibadah. It's not necessary that 1 hour you do dhikr, then the good news comes to you that the person who does dhikr for an hour, he will be forgiven. No. Allah Ta'ala is saying, the person who remembers me, I will forgive that person. If Allah Ta'ala says, pray salah 5 times a day, if you pray the 4 rakah that is now, you'll get the reward. But for the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, even if you remember for a second, and you close your eyes and you remember Allah for a moment, then what is the reward? That same thawab if you were to do dhikr for an hour. Look at the comparison. And here, for example, we have our majlis. Allah seated us down here. How can I dare that I sit amongst you pious people? But Allah Ta'ala instilled in my heart that let's go today to this masjid. And the brothers and the colleagues saying, let's go. Then we sit down. And the amount of time we're sitting here, Allah Ta'ala has desired us to sit here. It's Allah's choice. And when the envelope opens in the day of judgment with regards to this gathering, and we say, Allah, you sat us down in this gathering. Well, Allah Ta'ala will open the envelope. Subhanallah. We say, Allah, what a reward you've given to us that we sat down for a few moments. Remember you, what a great reward. What a mercy of yours, Allah. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي. Never had made taqa that you get the tawfiq to do dhikr. And then Allah says, وَشْكُرُوا لِي. Be grateful, Allah. I'm grateful to you, Allah. I'm grateful to you, Allah. I'm grateful to you. The amount of time you sat me down in this gathering, I'm so grateful to you, Allah. Now tell me, the person who doesn't do dhikr, then what a big loss that person is earning. Allahu Akbar. Imagine this from this verse, that such a great loss that person will be suffering in the akhirah, and he will wake up with loss. I will say that, were you blind? That did you not see this verse of the Quran? That when I instructed you to do my shukr, washkuruli, did you not understand that were you doing shukr on a minor action?
Were you doing shukr of some other action? That do my shukr? Allah says, no. You won't see this instruction anywhere in the Quran. With regards to any ibadah, Allah Ta'ala doesn't say that do shukr to me. Allah said, I said to you straight away do my shukr after dhikr. But this is such a great ibadah. Dhikr, the straight away in parallel, Allah Ta'ala said that this is a great action. This is a great reward. Do the shukr of Allah. That's it. That's it. So my brothers, great action ibadah, Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So now what we need to do, let's be careful and cautious. Now I should remember this, that in the day, definitely do the dhikr of Allah. Definitely do the dhikr of Allah. Now, that drought is not there anymore. Not, oh, I'm going to just any amount of time, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or you portion 3 minutes, and I'm going to do the dhikr. And the tariqah, the method is very easy indeed. It's not difficult. It's not difficult. Just close your eyes. After closing your eyes, focus on your heart. And in the depths of the heart, we need to think that my heart is saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. That's it. That's it. How long will it take to do that? Alhamdulillah. Close your eyes, focus on the heart. And in the heart, when you halt your tongue and you think, your heart, that the device of the heart which is ticking, tuck, 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 connect that to your mind. So you connect your mind to your heart. Just like when you do sin, you think in your mind, don't you? I'm going to do this bad action, you know. I'm going to do this thousands of sins and impurities. Your mind is thinking and ticking along. So take the impurities out, and with the beats of the heart, connect that to your mind with every beat of the heart. Allah, 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 Allah. Alhamdulillah. Little bit of movement and effort, and Allah will give the enjoyment. And what Allah Ta'ala will give rewards, then you'll see what we attain. Just for doing what? That if 3 times you say Allah, Allah, even that is a great reward indeed. Even then we should do shukr straight after saying 3 times Allah. That's how great is this action. So brothers, do we make intention for this? Inshallah. You don't need to make effort to make intention. Whatever job you've got, or pastime or career, we have to continue. We have to think that I do dhikr in parallel. Okay, you don't need to have wudu. You don't have to be in a masjid to do dhikr. You don't have to be in a specific place. Anywhere where you are at that time, wherever you are sat down, which hal you're in, you say, okay, today I'm feeling like I'm not doing anything else. Let me remember Allah Ta'ala now. Let me remember Allah. That's what I need to do. Subhanallah. And you make the intention. You just close your eyes. You don't have to use tasbih in your heart. Allah, 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 Allah. That's it. Tell me. Now, this is such a simple action. So tell me, why don't we do this now? Think for a moment. Why? You understand all of this I've just said? But still we won't do this. Even then we'll have to explain to each other. What's the reason that such a great reward, such a great action, such a great deed, so easy? Then why don't I do this action of dhikr? Why do I carry on talking rubbish, waste of time, gossip, mongering, and backbiting? Why don't I do dhikr in that same time? I've realized the reward, the importance, and this is called shaitan's friendship. That's it. Person should understand that he's a solid friend of shaitan, because he's got time to waste and he wants to gossip and talk wasteful, futile talk, and he's got old friendship with shaitan because he doesn't even practice for a few seconds the dhikr of Allah. Shaitan's stopping me from remembering Allah. He doesn't even want me to remember Allah. So then I have to cure this illness, because this is a chronic disease, very extreme chronic disease. That person is negligent from remembering Allah. Let's say, for example, your plate is full of biryani with yogurt next to it, and some papadums next to it, and chicken roast next to that, and you're sat down in front of those plates. Why are you not eating? I'll eat soon. But eat the nice dishes. I'll eat soon. I'll eat soon. They'll say he's mad. He's mentally ill. We need to cure him. Everyone else is eating the papadum, and he's breaking off the meat off the bone. Someone's taking the rice into the mouth, and there's some spices, and then he puts yogurt into the biryani. But why are you not eating, brother? I'll eat soon. I'll eat soon. He's hungry as well. And the plate's in front of him. We'll say he's mad or he's mentally ill. Same way the angels in the heavens are saying foolish to that human being. In front of him, Allah Ta'ala said, do dhikr. Allah's laid out the food mat of dhikr, and he doesn't consume from that mat of dhikr. There's no more foolishness than this. There's no more mentally ill person than this. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated himself that when you walk past the gardens of paradise, then stop and consume the fruits from within. Can there be a greater advice than this? That when you're walking past the gardens of paradise, then consume and eat as much as you can. Just like an animal eats to the stomach fill, eat as much as you can so your stomachs expand. The fruits of paradise. The Sahaba Karam radhiyallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, and this hadith is in Fazaili Amal, narrated by Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith. We read this and we are the same foolish people like that person who's got biryani in front of me. He's hungry, he's not eating it. Can there be a more foolish and stupid person than this? And he is trapped in the net of shaitan, in the web of shaitan, and he's not making time to remember Allah. So Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the Sahaba Kram were amazed. They're looking left and right. Gardens of paradise. Where's the fruits of paradise on earth? This Ya Rasulullah, we'll eat the fruit of paradise, definitely. Where are the gardens? Rasulullah said, have you not read the Quran? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. These are the fruits of paradise and the gardens of paradise of dhikr. So eat it and see what the taste is like. Taste it for a little while. You'll forget the bananas. You'll forget the other fruits. Subhanallah. Look at this. So what we realize today is that the mat of dhikr has been laid out in front of us. The food mat, the mat of the dhikr of Allah. And the person who's not consuming the fruits is like that foolish person who's hungry and he's got biryani on a plate in front of him and he doesn't want to eat. So that person needs severe cure. And the person who doesn't consume the fruits of paradise, they say, oh, send him to the mental hospital. But there's a good cure for not doing dhikr. Allah has given a good cure. That when a person doesn't desire to do dhikr, he hasn't got interest at all, Allah has prepared that send him to the company of a wali of Allah. And the wali of Allah will take the jinnat out from him. The jinn of not wanting to do dhikr. So this is the tariqah, the method. In any way, we should not leave the dhikr of Allah. Otherwise, the examples are given to you. The most foolish person is he. The fruit of paradise is in front of him. Even 3 minutes, we don't want to eat. We don't even want to eat one apple of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. I say that if in paradise one apple was to be brought to this world from paradise and Allah Ta'ala allowed us to taste it, the whole world would consume that apple and fill their stomachs, and after that they would not want to eat anything else for the rest of their life. They would say that we've eaten and digested this, there's no more taste we need for the rest of our life for decades. This is the taste of the fruits of paradise. And no father can dare in this world and sit down that he eats the fruit of paradise or a grape. May we be assigned to the Prophet Rahmatul Alameen, Rahmatul Qainan, who prepared for us such an easy action that we, Alhamdulillah, sat in Bolton and we can consume the fruits of paradise. Just like we have the link with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Tell me, so will we eat the fruits of paradise? Inshallah, we'll have to eat. And the fruits of paradise, look, whenever a person eats khuraq, food, does he become energetic and full of energy and vigor, or does he become weak? If you drink milk, will you become more energetic and have energy or weaker? If you eat paratha, Haji Sahib, will you be more stronger, energetic or weaker? You'll be more stronger, energetic. So why is it then if you, mashallah, you eat and you'll do work in the world, then when you eat the fruits of paradise, then will you be more healthy or weak? How will we become more healthy and energetic? Our ruh will be given strength. When the ruh acquires strength, then he doesn't just stop at fard, he will stand for tahajjud salah. Tahajjud salah becomes easy for that person. And he says, that so easy is this prayer of tahajjud. Why don't we pray? It's because the strength of the ruh is coming to him. He's eating the fruit of paradise and the strength comes to that person. Just like a strong person. First, he used to pick up 50 kg. Then he takes 100 kg. He says that you can't because he ate parathas and food. So if we want to become the people pray salah in a good way and we wake up in the hereafter as good and strong and energetic and our darajat elevated, so we'll have to suppress our nafs and make our ruh fat and big. And Allah has given the food for the ruh, which is the dhikr of Allah. Look at the reward Allah Ta'ala has given. So will we do dhikr, all of us? Okay, fine. So let me now feed you some fruits of paradise for a few moments. Inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Ameen.